Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shkalim Perek Bet. The last perek discussed the parameters of the mitzvah to donate a machatzita shekel and explained in practical terms the first stages of how this mitzvah was carried out. Our perek continues this explanation of how the donated coins were collected and brought to the mikdash, and also describes other ways one could donate to Hekdesh, or purchase from Hekdesh a specific type of korban by putting coins in one of several specially designated areas. The bulk of the perek is devoted to a description of the Trumat Halishka procedure, performed 3 times a year, in which a portion of the collection of coins was separated in order to spend on korbanot tzibur and other expenses of the Beit HaMikdash, which will be listed in greater detail in Perek Dalet. Halacha Aleph, Ketzad konsin hashulchanim et hashkalim, b'chol medina umdina manichin lifnehen shtei tevot, shulei hateva rechavin milamata ufihat sar milamala, kemin shofar, כדי שישליחו לתוכן ולא יהיה אפשר לקח מהן בנחת. ולמה עושים שתי תיבות? אחת שמשליחים בה שקלים של שנה זו, והשנייה מניחים בה שקלי שנה שעברה, שגובים ממי שלא שקל בשנה שעברה. We saw at the end of the last perek that the shulchanim, the money changers, used to collect the machzit ha-shekel in every city during the second half of the month of Adar. There would actually be 2 boxes in each city for this purpose, each one very narrow on top and wide on the bottom, so that one cannot stick his hand inside to take from it, akin to the modern-day tzedakah box, or pushka, which has an opening only large enough to put in a coin. One box was meant for those donating the machzit ha-shekel of the year about to begin, and the other was for those who never donated the machzit ha-shekel of the previous year, that is, the year about to end. The korbanot tzibur of the coming year could only be purchased using money from the new collection. But even so, those who didn't donate the year before still owe the money to the mikdash, and it can be used for general purposes that do not need to come from the new collection. Halacha bet. Uva mikdash haya lifnehen tamid shlosh esrei tevot. Kol teva kamin shofar. Rishona lishikle shana zo. Shnia lishikle shana shavra. Shlishit lachol mi sheyesh alav korban shtei torim o shnei bnei yona. Echad ola vechad chatat, mashlich dmehen l'teva zo. Revi'it, l'chol mi sheyesh alav olat ha'uf bilvad, mashlich dameh l'teva zo. Chamishit, l'mi shitnadev ma'ot liknot behen etzim l'maracha. Shishit, l'mi shitnadev ma'ot l'alvona. Shvi'it, l'mi shitnadev zahav l'kaporet. Shminit, l'motar chatat, kigon shifrish ma'ot l'chatato, v'laka chatat v'hotir min ha'ma'ot, yashlich ha'shar l'tocha. Tishiit lemotar asham, asirit lemotar kinei zavim vezavot vildot, achat esrei lemotar korbanot nazir, shtem esrei lemotar asham mitzora, shlosh esrei lemi shitnadev ma'ot leolat behema. In the Beit HaMikdash itself, there were 13 boxes in which money was collected, each one shaped in similar manner to the boxes from the last halacha, narrow on top and wide on the bottom, like a shofar, which is wider at one end than at the other end. The first 2 boxes are just like the ones set up in every city, one for this year's machzit ha-shekel and one for last year's. The 3rd and 4th boxes were for people who had to bring a bird or a pair of birds as a korban. Such a person could either bring his own birds or purchase 1 or 2 from Hekdesh. Those who wished to purchase a pair of birds, a kan, consisting of 1 ola and 1 chatat, would put the money for these birds in the 3rd box. The 3 people who often had to bring this type of korban were the Zav, Zava, and the Oledet, a woman who had just given birth, as described at the beginning of Parshat Tazria and the end of Parshat Metzora. Those who needed to bring just a single bird, this was always a korban nedava, a voluntary offering of an ola, would put the money in the 4th box. Each day, the Kohanim would take the money out of these boxes, count it, and offer the corresponding number of kinim and of olot ta'uf. The next 3 boxes were meant respectively for donations toward purchase of wood for the Mizbeach, box 5, purchase of the Levona spice, which was both an ingredient of the Ktoret and offered as part of a Korban Mincha, box 6, and donations of gold for upkeep of the Kaporet covering of the Aron Kodesh and the gold plating of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, box 7. Boxes 8 through 12 were designated for Motar, This means that someone set aside money to purchase a certain type of korban, which he needs to bring, and some money was left over after the purchase. Because this money was set aside for hekdesh purposes, it can't go back to general use. And we'll see in the next halacha what was done with this money. Box 8 was for motar chatat, box 9 for motar asham, except one type of asham, whose motar goes in box 12, box 10 for motar after the purchase of a pair of birds by a zav, zava, or yoledet, box 11 for motar of the sacrifices brought by a nazir, and box 12 for the motar of the korban asham of a mitzora. The 13th and final box was for the money of those who volunteer to bring an animal ola, not a bird, that goes in box 4. Halacha Gimel. V'shem kol davar shiu ma'otav b'toch ha-teva, katuv al ha-teva mibachutz. U'tanai be'dinhu, al kol ha-motarot shi'ikrivu olat behema. Nimtzeita lamed, shekol ha-ma'ot ha-nimtzaot b'shesh ha-tevot ha-achronot le'olat behema. V'oretehen lakoanim kishar kol ha-orot. V'chol ha-ma'ot shebateva shlishit, yilakach ben-ofot, chetzian olot v'chetzian chata'ot. V'sheba revi'it kulan olat ha-of. There was a Tanai Beitin, meaning a general stipulation formulated by Beitin, which overrides the intent of an individual who sets aside money, that all forms of motar go toward the purchase of Olot Behema. So all money in the last 6 of the 13 boxes would be used to purchase Olot Behema, even though this money was originally set aside in order to purchase a Chatat, Asham, or whatever else as we listed for those boxes. The animals purchased with this money have the usual dinim of a korban ola, including that the kohanim who offer it get to keep the hide for themselves. We note that other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam about the division of these last 6 boxes. Since the contents of all of them are used to purchase olot behema, there is no need to separate the boxes based on what the money was originally set aside for, chatat, asham, etc. Someone with motar money of any type could put in any of the 6 boxes. The reason there were 6 distinct boxes was to collect separately for the kohanim who worked on each day of the week. A single extended family of kohanim would work in the mikdash each week, and this family was split into 6 batei av, one of whom would offer the sacrifices each weekday. There was one box for each beit av to take on its day of the week, and to purchase using the money inside it, korbanot ola to offer on the mizbeach. Halacha Dalid brings us back to the procedure of Machzita Shekel. B'chol medina u'medina kishegovin ha-shkalim, mishalchin otan biyad shluchin la-mikdash, v'yesh lehen mitzaref otan bidinari zahav mipnei masoi ha-derech, v'akol mitkabetz la-mikdash, u'manichin oto b'lishka achat min ha-leshachot sheba-mikdash, v'sogrin daltotea b'maftechot, v'chotmin alea chotamot, u'memalin mikol ha-shkalim shitkabtsu sham shalosh kupot gedolot, שיעור כל קופה כדי שתחיל 9 סעין, והשאר מניחין אותו שם בלשכה. וזה שבתוך הקופות הוא הנקרא תרומת הלשכה, וזה שישאר שם יתר על מה שיש בקופות הוא הנקרא שיערי הלשכה. The half-shekel coins collected in each city were brought by couriers to the Beit HaMikdash. Many such coins could be exchanged for a smaller quantity of golden coins in order to lighten the courier's load. Gold was more valuable than silver, so the equivalent value in gold weighed much less. The coins were placed inside a chamber, a lishka, in the mikdash, whose doors would be locked and securely sealed. Inside the lishka, the coins would be put into 3 large boxes called kupot. Each kupa held a volume of 9 seah, which is about 75 liters, or about 20 gallons, according to the measurements of Rabbi Chaim Na'eh. We'll refer to these boxes by the letters A, B, and C when we reference them in the remainder of this perek. The coins in the kupot are called the trumat halishka. Any coins which don't fit inside them are left on the floor of the lishka and are called the shiarei halishka, the remainder of the lishka coins. The name trumat halishka for the coins in the kupot is a little misleading, as it makes it sound like they are the end result of the procedure called tormimat halishka. But in fact, as the Rambam proceeds to describe in the next few halachot, this complex procedure would be done using the coins in the 3 kupot, and by the end would utilize all of those coins and no others. So the Trumat HaLishka we just read about is a starting point, not an end point. After we read the Rambam's description of the procedure of Trumat HaLishka, we'll discuss the alternate view of other Rishonim. Halacha Hei. Bishlosha prakim bashana tormina talishka. Berosh chodesh Nisan uvrosh chodesh Tishrei kodem yom tov acharav vekodem atzeret b'chamisha asar yom. V'chitzad torminota echad nichnas lifni min alishka v'ashomrim omdim b'chutz v'hu omer lahem etrom v'hem omrim lo trom 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 shlosha pamim v'achar kach ma'alei shalosh kupot ktanot kol kupa mehen mechila shalosh se'in miotan shalosh kupot hagdolot u'motzi'an lachutz kedei listapek mehen ad shichlu v'chozer u'memalei otan shalosh kupot haktanot min shalosh hagdolot pam shnia kodem atzeret u'mistapkin mehen ad shichlu. The process of trumat halishka would be performed 3 times during the year, 2 weeks or 15 days before each of these shalosh regalim, when many communal korbanot needed to be purchased for the upcoming holiday. The toreim would walk into the lishka on the first of these dates, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is 2 weeks before Pesach, and he would ask the guards outside it, "Shall I be toreim?" They reply in the affirmative and tell him 3 times to be toreim, in order to emphasize that he has their permission and is not acting inappropriately with money belonging to Hekdesh. The toreim has with him 3 smaller boxes, which we'll see in Halacha Zayin are labeled Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, each one of size 3 se'in, 1/3 the size of each of the big kupot in the lishka, the ones we refer to as A, B, and C. In box Aleph, he puts 1/3 of the coins from kupa A. In box Bet, he puts 1/3 of the coins from kupa B. And in box Gimel, he puts 1/3 of the coins from kupa C. This money collected in boxes Aleph, Bet, and Gimel would be used for all korbanot needed until the next Truma, 15 days before Shavuot, when the same 3 boxes would be used to take another 1/3 of the money in kupot A, B, and C. That money would be used until the 3rd Truma, 2 weeks before Sukkot, either just before or just after Rosh Hashanah, when the final 1/3 of the coins in kupot A, B, and C would be placed into boxes Aleph, Bet, and Gimel and used for korbanot until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. At that point, the entire procedure would be repeated with the coins collected for the new year. Note that there is significantly more time after the 3rd Truma, before the 1st Truma of the next year, 6 full months, than between the 1st and 2nd Trumot, that's only 7 weeks, or between the 2nd and the 3rd Trumot, that's a little over 4 months. So it was generally only after the 3rd Truma was completed that Hekdesh may run out of money, if the entire contents of Kupot A, B, and C were not enough for the needs of the Beit HaMikdash for the entire year. If this happened, then more coins would be taken from the Shiarei HaLishka, the overflow which didn't fit into the 3 big Kupot. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam gives more details about the intricate manner in which the Trumat HaLishka was done. Shalosh kupot haktanot, shehu toreim behen u'motzian lachutz, katuv aleihen aleph bet gimel, kidei shehistapku min harishona ad shetichle, v'achar kach mistapkin min hashnia, v'achar kach mistapkin min hashlishit, v'toreim rishona me'akupa achat hagdola, u'mechape ota hagdola b'mipachat. ותורם השנייה מהקופה הגדולה השנייה, ומחפה אותה הגדולה מפחת. ותורם השלישית מהקופה הגדולה השלישית, ואינו מחפה אותה, כדי שתהיה ניכרת שבה סיים, ויתחיל ממנה בתחילה בפעם שנייה, כשיכנס קודם עצרת. ותורם ראשונה מן הגדולה, שהייתה מגולה ומחפה אותה, ותורם השנייה מן הגדולה שתרם ממנה בראשונה תחילה ומחפה אותה, ותורם שלישית מן הגדולה סמוכה לה ואינו מחפה אותה, כדי שיתחיל ממנה בתחילה בפעם שלישית כשיכנס בתשרי, עד שנמצא תורם ראשונה ושנייה ושלישית הקטנות מכל אחת ואחת מן הגדולות. Recall from Halacha Hey, that in the first Truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, box Aleph was filled from Kupa A, box Bet from Kupa B, and box Gimel from Kupa C. Right after the first Truma, Kupot A and B were covered with a sheet, but Kupa C was left uncovered, so that when the Toreim came back a second time, 15 days before Shavuot, he would know to start from that one. In that second Truma, he would fill box Aleph from the uncovered Kupa C, box Bet from Kupa A, and box Gimel from Kupa B. After the second Truma, Kupa B would be left uncovered so that the Toreim can start the 3rd Truma from that box. When he returns for the 3rd Truma at the beginning of Tishrei, he fills box Aleph from Kupa B, Bach's Bet from Kupa C, and Bach's Gimel from Kupa A. In this manner, over the course of the year, each of Bach's Aleph, Bet, and Gimel is filled exactly once from each of Kupot A, B, and C. Why is this necessary? Because, as the Rambam goes on to explain in Halacha Chet, when each of Bach's Aleph, Bet, and Gimel is filled, this is done with a different intent on the part of the Torah. Keshu Torim Shalosh Kupot Elu, Torim Tarishona Lishem Eretz Israel, Vashnia Lishem Hakrachin Amukafinla, Ulishem Kol Israel, Vashlishit Lishem Bavel, Ulishem Adai, Ulishem Hamininot Harechokot, Ulishem Sha'ar Kol Israel. Box Aleph is filled in each of the three Trumot with intent for the Jews who live in Eretz Israel, meaning that they should have a share in the communal sacrifices to be purchased using the money they donated. Box Bet is filled with intent for the Jews who live in the cities just outside Eretz Israel. Box Gimel is filled with intent for the Jews who live in countries further out, like Bavel and Madai. In this manner, the Torah has specific intent for all Jews who donated to be included in the Korbanot, which will be purchased with this money. Since it is assumed that each of the big kupot, A, B, and C, in the Lishka, contains money donated by each of these groups, it is best l'chatchila that the Torahim use each of the small boxes once to collect from kupa A, once to collect from kupa B, and once to collect from C. An additional kavan on the part of the Torahim, which will be important in the next parak, comes up in Halacha Tet. Keshehu Torim mitkaven litrom al hagavui sheyesh balishka, val hagavui shadain lo yigi al lishka, val haatid ligavot kidei sheyu elu hashkalim shehotziu listapek mehen kapara al kol Yisrael, uchi'ilu higiu kol shiklehen al lishka, v'nitruma mehen truma zo. Not all of the coins collected for machzit shekel make it to the lishka before the first truma of the year, and some may not even make it before the third and final truma. When the Torahim collects in his three boxes, in each of the three trumot during the year, he must have in mind that he is being Torahim not only from the coins sitting in front of him inside the Lishka, but from the coins which have been collected and are on their way to the Lishka, and even from coins which will only be collected later this year. In this manner, it is as if he is collecting from all the coins which will eventually make it to the Lishka before the end of the year, so that more people can be included in the communal korbanot which will be purchased using the coins of the Truma. Before we get to the last halach of the perek, we note that the Rambam's description of the procedure of the Trumat HaLishka is somewhat unique. The Meiri agrees with it, but most Rishonim understand the procedure to be much simpler. These include Tosfot, the Rosh, and apparently the Ravid, who has a terse hasaga here that Sfat Yeter Huze, the Rambam's description, is overly verbose and complex, and not aligned with the Mishnayot in Masechet Shkalim. According to these Rishonim, there were no large kupot in the Lishka, the ones we called A, B, and C. Coins were simply piled up on the floor of the Lishka. The first Truma in boxes Aleph, Bet, and Gimel was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after which the remaining coins on the floor of the Lishka were covered with a sheet. The purpose of the sheet was so that the coins arriving in the Lishka after the first Truma would be piled on top of the sheet, so that the second Truma before Shavuot would be done from these coins, which arrived only after the first Truma. After the second Truma, the sheet would again be placed above all the coins in the Lishka, so that the third Truma before Sukkot can be done from coins which arrive after the second Truma and are piled above the sheet. Even though, as we just read, each Truma is performed with intent to apply also to those coins which haven't yet arrived, it is best if as many coins as possible can participate in a Truma after they arrive in the Lishka. Therefore, the sheet is used so that those coins which didn't arrive in time for an earlier Truma get priority when the time comes for the next Truma. We note that according to the Rambam, the coins which arrive in the Lishka after Rosh Chodesh Nisan never have a chance of being collected in any Truma, because Kupot A, B, and C, the big ones, are filled on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and all three of the Trumot performed during the year are taken only from the coins in these three Kupot. This may be why the Rambam emphasizes in Halachot Chet and Tet the important role of the Kavana of the Torahim, as it is only through his Kavana that the Trumot can be seen as including the coins which arrive later. A major advantage of the understanding of Tosfot and the Rush is that it allows for these latecomer coins to participate in the subsequent Trumot in a very practical sense. We conclude the perek with Halacha Yud. Kishikanes haTorem litrom lo ikanes beveged sheefshar lachbot bo kesef, velo b'min al, velo b'sandal, velo b'tfila, velo b'kamia. Shema yachshedu oto ha'am v'yomru hechbi mima'ot halishka tachtav kishitrama. Umedabrim hayu imo mishashi kanes al shashi etze kidei shelo yiten letoch piv. Va'af al pi shenizharim kol kach. Ani o mishehu nivhal lahon lo yitrom mipnei hachashad shneamar v'yitem nikiyim mehashem umiyisrael. Even though the Toreim is assumed to be an honest person, we take special precautions to ensure that there doesn't even arise a suspicion that he may have taken any of the money in the lishka for himself during the process of the truma. He is not allowed to enter the lishka wearing any piece of clothing with pockets, or in which he may be able to hide coins in some other manner. Someone would converse with the Toreim for the entire duration of the Truma procedure to ensure that he doesn't try to hide any coins in his mouth. The Toreim should be someone with significant enough financial resources that he is not considered an Ani, and he must not be a person who is known to lust after money. All this is done to fulfill the Pasuk and Parshat Matot of V'yitem Nikiyim Mehashem Umiyisrael. When an act of a communal nature is performed in public, even when we have no concern of wrongdoing on a practical level, we must ensure that an onlooker who does not know the people involved have no reason to suspect that any sin was committed. Regarding the last point about not allowing an ani or someone known to lust after money to be the Toreim, the Ravid points out that the source of the Rambam is a Yerushalmi in Masechet Shkalim. There is no Talmud Bavli on this Masechet, only Yerushalmi, which says that a kavatz, Kuf Vav Vav Tzadi, may not be Toreim, and the Rambam interprets Kavatz to refer to these two types of people. But the Ravid thinks this is a mistranslation, and Kavatz refers to someone with long hair, from the phrase Kavutzotav Taltalim in Shir HaShirim. Someone with long hair may not be Toreim because of the concern that he will hide coins in his hair, just as someone may not be Toreim if he is wearing a piece of clothing with pockets or the like. Therefore, according to the Ravid, there is no category of person who may not be a Toreim, and the only restrictions relate to the clothes which a person wears and the length of his hair.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.